Hello.
Hey.
I'm talking.
Hey.
Cocos. And this chair is squeaky as triple, heck, man.
Triple Coco 69.
Coco, I don't hear Ty Ty.
I hear him.
Okay, good.
Coco 69.
There we go. I can't
hardcore
hear me, but
Coco
60s. I hear him.
Why do we got to do this every goddamn
Can you hear
week?
Me?
Hard
Everyone
Coco.
Hears you. Okay. You don't hear yourself at all. Nothing.
I think, yeah, I do.
That's wrong. We don't need that.
That hawk was pretty dope.
No, don't say dope, Tyler.
Why? I'm bringing it back.
It never left with you, so you can't try and play it off like you're trying to bring it back. You're
just, good evening, gentlemen.
You probably say bomb, too, don't you? Oh, you do say bomb all the time.
I say missile.
Aw, it's better. It's better.
Stupid.
That'd be far more annoying.
Stupid. All right, you hear yourself. Stop squeaking the chair.
Trying not to.
Stop squeaking the tits, Mike.
Squeaky tits. Why? Hey, why you got to bring the filth to the program week in, week out?
Because this show needs more sex. If there's anything the numbers
yeah,
show me,
three dudes.
It's that this show needs more tits.
What numbers?
Hey, Tyler, come on. Hey, what do people
and
get
ass.
Out of, or how are people supposed to interpret ha-ha in text? Ha-ha.
It's just like I'm replying. I'm letting, you know, I'm letting you know I saw your text,
uh-huh.
And I'm mildly.
Were you really laughing, though?
Mildly agreeing with you.
Mm-hmm.
If I send you ha-ha, it's like, eh. If I send you three ha's, it's like, yeah. And if I send more than that, it's like I'm actually laughing.
Next time you send that text, can you please put a legend at the bottom?
So I just told you the legend.
I know, but I might forget it because I'm tired. I'm tired as fuck. Mm. I need to know what ha-ha actually implies.
Well, also, what's the context?
Well, you were complaining about a new crazy guard that I left you guys here with because I got to hear the program a little late tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
I apologize.
Yeah.
No problem.
I feel like I have a lot to get to. I remember really...
I feel that way as well, but
I think
I'll just save it for my podcast.
Wow.
I was just saying that.
It's getting gross.
Hey,
it's getting gross in here.
Thank you for the tickets to Tower Records tonight.
Sure, bro. Glad I could hook you up.
It was fun.
Jesse.
What year is it? Tower Records?
Do you want to explain what it was?
The old Tower Records building on Sunset Boulevard has been dormant for probably over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Dormant.
And I was driving down Sunset about a week ago, and I saw them painting it yellow, and I got very excited. And then Wednesday night, I had insomnia, and I left my house at 3 a.m., drove over the hill. Got stopped on Sunset because apparently there was a murder at the Comedy Store.
Yeah, right out front.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
So Sunset was closed. I went around all that garbage. Mm. I got to the Tower Records building and all the signage was up and it looked like the old Tower Records and I got very emotional, very sentimental, and very excited. And I shot a bunch of video and took a million pictures of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very excited,
exactly,
and Anderson
like
hooked
you.
Me up with tickets for the movie release for the Tower Records documentary.
With Colin Hanks?
I'll tell you something about Colin Hanks. That guy's got a sense of humor. Not at all.
He was a good guest on
very
the show.
Very serious.
He was a good guest on the Late Late Show last night.
Was he funny?
Yeah.
Mm. I can tell you one thing about Colin Hanks.
Yeah.
He was one of the larger reasons that Dexter became unwatchable, like season 7 or whatever.
Is that his
laughable?
Fault? Is that
oh,
his
yeah,
fault
he was,
or the writers?
Oh,
writers?
He was miscast. I guess it would take a bigger man to say, hey, guys, I'm not cast properly in this. I'm pulling out.
We have a sneaking suspicion that he doesn't get along with his dad because he won't talk about his dad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's not talk, man. You know, you go to the thing, you're a part of the thing, and now you're talking bad about the thing and the guy.
No, I'm not talking bad about it. It was fun.
See the
Eagles
thing
of Death Metal were great.
Fuck, I got a lot to talk about. Guys.
Hey.
I went dormant. Speaking of dormant, like I was Tower Records for the last, 8 weeks, maybe 3 months.
Yeah.
Just sitting in front of my computer, editing shit, being Mr. Boring post guy.
Yeah.
Post movie making guy. I got a movie to make. Ah.
Now you're a post guy.
Those days are over. I'm living life again.
Holy
shit.
Finally.
I got stuff.
You're back on the horse.
And you got stuff, too, because you're going to bring it to this program. You're
got
not
stuff.
Bring it.
I got stuff.
Bring it. You're not going to bring it to yours.
Got tons of stuff.
I want you to, like, say... On your show, hey, this story, I already told it on the After Disaster, but I'm going to tell it again.
That will never happen.
I've done that.
No.
I've recorded stuff for my podcast and then came in here and told the exact same story and then I had to go home and delete it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, welcome to the program, everybody. I am Anderson. There is Ty Ty. Oh, wait, why am I doing that?
And I'm Mike Hot Chocolate Corona.
There's Mike Hot Chocolate Corona to my right. There's Ty Ty, the superfluous one to my left.
Hardcore 69 Coco.
Hardcore 69. I prefer a sensuous 69.
Mm-hmm. So you ever like see somebody and like they have like a long hair coming off their ear or something?
Yeah.
Yes.
Me in the mirror one day.
What?
I was, oh,
okay,
my
well,
God.
That brings me right to my next point. All right, so you have bushy long hair. I can understand that. What if you saw it on a fully bald man?
Mm. He's clinging to something.
And he's not so old that it's like he's just, you know, doesn't give a fuck. Like, he's like maybe 48, 50.
Maybe he shaved his head and then they left one.
What part of the head?
Okay, his whole head is completely shaved, bald. Mm-hmm. And he has, like, on the top of his ear, just one long hair that goes, like, 3 inches.
He probably doesn't know about it.
So I'm talking to this guy, and I'm just, you know, like Lemmy's mole.
Oh, I just kept staring. Stop looking at it.
Kept staring at this.
Stop looking at it.
Eyes up here. this long hair coming off this guy's ear.
Yeah.
And the sad reality realization came to me. It was that this man hates the way he looks so much that he doesn't look in the mirror ever.
Could
be. I thought you were going to say he hates being bald so much that he's like, well, I still got this one.
I think he probably just averts his gaze. Every time he goes to the bathroom, like when he's brushing his teeth, you know what I mean? He just doesn't even glance.
I brought this up.
He a man who would be upset with the way he looks?
Might be.
I brought this up to Tara specifically,
Tara?
And I was amazed by it.
Laura.
Here's the thing. Yeah. Why has she not been booked on Loveline yet? That just occurred to me.
I don't know. Her new show is really good. Really good. It is.
Why the silence?
You hated it?
I haven't seen it. I don't have Hulu. Listen,
Do you have the internet?
And you didn't
have
like
Hulu.
It?
I don't have Hulu Plus, and I don't want to pay $7.99 for it.
Oh, well, at least the first episode is free.
Listen to me.
Because I started watching it at work, and then it was inappropriate to be watching at work.
Mm-hmm. Like the one we watched last night, it was very uncomfortable watching her masturbate.
Laura was?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What episode was that?
Listen to me.
Yeah.
Dr. Drew came in the other night. I want you to be honest with me here.
Oh, I got something that I got to ask you, too.
Dr. Drew came in.
I'm honest with you.
First of all, I saw some of the most amazing...
Did you pull the hair out of the guy's head?
No. I saw some of the most amazing performances I've ever seen in the last, like, since I saw you last, like in the last 5 days. It feels like I haven't seen you guys in
what
like
kind of performances?
Weeks, like on stage shit. So I'll get to that.
Oh, yeah.
But Drew comes in. First of all, before I forget, because I'm going to forget... would you know those Dorito ads that people put together and for the $1 million for the Super Bowl ad?
I've never seen them, but I'm familiar with.
I got
the
a
idea.
Phone call from one of my assistant directors on the films that I shot last year, and he has you in mind. He would really like you to
Doritos ad.
they're doing a
the new face of Doritos, Mike Carano.
The idea, I guess, is I shouldn't give it away. I guess I don't know.
No, you
know
should
how
not
savvy.
Give them away.
Anyways, you would have to be talking to somebody uneasy about the way that you're going about it, and you're trying to get them to stop doing something, but you're very wishy washy.
That sounds like $1 million idea.
You mean like tonight when she was chewing ice next to me, and I looked at her and I went, "Are you chewing ice?" She went, "Yeah," and I went, "You know that's like my biggest pet peeve ever."
Uh-huh.
And she just went, and I went, okay, a fight's about to start.
No, this sounds like you're actually digging in that argument. No, the argument, like, you're wishy-washy, and you're unsure, like, no eye contact, and you're having a hard time telling somebody that they shouldn't do something. Sounds like you had a fine time telling Tara that she should stop eating ice.
Laura.
Real quick.
Laura.
One night, I'm looking
What's
in the mirror.
What's your answer here, buddy?
One night, I'm looking in the mirror.
Are you in on the Doritos spec commercial?
Would you like to be in it on camera? I told him up front. I'm like, hey, he's very difficult to work with.
That Cosmo guy is available.
He will say
Are
yes.
You available?
He will say yes, but then he will have immediate regret. And
can we do sun chips?
It's November 1st. November
1st. Shut up.
Yes, yay, nay.
Possibly.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, he's got the wishy-washy part down.
I don't look in the mirror a lot, but I'm looking in the mirror one night, and I see like a reflection. And I go in the other room, get my glasses, and I come back, and I turn on all the lights in the bathroom. And now I'm looking very close, and there is a hair.
If you say coming out of your ear, I'm done.
Coming out of my forehead.
Aye.
That's about an inch long, like right in the middle of my forehead.
It's
and
like
it's gray.
It's
and
going
it's
about
the,
half an inch above where the unibrow would be.
It's the finest hair I've ever seen. It was... virtually impossible to see, and I was like, that is not a hair, and I had to get tweezers, and it took me minutes to find it, and I pulled it out, and it was very long. It was a couple inches, and I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Did you immediately think, like, I might have been in, like, establishments where, like, the light is hitting it just so I look like a
so
unicorn
gross.
To whoever I'm talking
Maybe.
To?
But I had one in my earlobe, too, like, coming off my earlobe that was at least a half an inch long, and I was like, I don't understand where that came from. It's one lone hair.
Yeah. We need to, like, create some kind of radiation, like, cube that you can just go into, like, every now and again, all the weak hairs just fall off your body.
I was at
once a week,
a
you just go in.
Radiation cube. Yeah. Sounds good.
I was at, like, a Denny's one time, and there was an elderly, not elderly, but probably, like, 60-something, 60, 70-year-old Asian man who was bald and hairless except for the mole on his cheek that was growing a beautiful 8-inch
tarantula.
That's an Asian thing.
8-inch intertwined.
Yeah. That's an Asian
wispy thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know what you do about that, but I say razor blade that right, baby gross. Off.
There's also a homeless guy near my house that has a totally shaved head, except for like so wherever you imagine your temple, then go back towards the back of your head, maybe about 4 inches, and then there's just like a circle about the size of like a half dollar, and then he has a, like a dread ponytail coming off of that, which
funky.
Is a strong look.
I don't get it, man. I don't get it.
All right, listen to me.
I'm listening.
I'm an old man. I'm old. Well, first of all, I saw Dean Wein. It was an amazing show.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. No
I'm not
going to
spend
no,
a lot of time.
No piggies
on that. And no piggies.
We
a man
talked
was,
about it already.
Oh, on the program.
Yeah.
No.
Oh yeah. And then I went to yeah. And then so then I went to Festival Supreme.
Yeah.
Oh, Festival
yeah.
Supreme.
Yeah.
Huge. Most of you probably listening probably know of it, but Jack Black and Kyle Gass put it together 3 years ago. This is the third year now that they've done it. And it's like a music and comedy festival intertwined. So they have comedy acts, musical acts, as well as comedy musical acts. A lot of the people that are drawn to these acts are the fat, angry, horrific-looking people that are usually at home masturbating on their computers and or writing filthy, horrible things about other people anonymously.
Not to generalize, but...
It's one of the worst crowds I've ever been a part of.
Oh,
Two years running now.
All jammed
the
into
worst
those
people.
Tiny seats.
The worst people.
Who are they there to see?
But what's cool is like it's at the Shrine, so they have like the parking lot where they have two big stages on opposite ends of the parking lot. They have the Shrine where the Academy Awards used to take place, which is a nice big auditorium.
Yes.
With a lot of seats.
Yeah.
And then they have another stage where they fit a ton of people standing room only, but it's like it'd be like going to the Palladium or like it could hold probably 2,000-3,000 people, a big hall with a stage.
It's
good.
Like a weird like basketball court.
Here's who was there and why I had to go. People Movers.
Yep.
Even though I got there too late.
Oh.
I miss People Movers. They went on early. Bill Burr.
Yeah.
Who that was not his crowd, and he berated them, and it was awesome. Can you just put down your fucking phones and be here with me? Can you do that? Just for 5 minutes, people. Just put your phones down, be present.
How much time
did
he do?
And all the phones come down, like, immediately, right? And then he starts doing his bits, and he's talking about the Dinklage, and he's got some good new shit, too. I'm not going to burn it, obviously. But and then, you know, 3-4 minutes pass, and then you see that just
the
slowly
phones
start
to creep back.
They just can't fucking watch a show.
It's infuriating. I took no pictures tonight at the Tower event.
You take one and you're done.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You're not fucking documenting the goddamn show.
Yep.
Stop it.
I'm with you. It's infuriating.
So Bill Burr was there. It's fantastic. Christian Schaal, she was different, but I really enjoyed her comedic stylings on the big stage where the Academy Awards take place. Oh, God. Puddle's Pity Party. All right. He played twice. I missed his first performance. I saw a second on the big stage. And I got to tell you, guys, he's got no shows coming up, but... If you're not on the Puddle's Pity Party bandwagon yet, get on because he is phenomenal. He is so he has got such a stage presence. The man is 6'8". He's 6'8". All right. So and he moves. He's got the voice of an angel.
Yeah.
Dresses like the old Pavarotti
the
sad clown.
An angel.
That's terrifying.
He does like covers like Celine Dion. I didn't really like. He always has some kind of projection going on behind him, like old Popeye cartoons or.
Did he have a
picture of his own,
or was it pre-recorded?
It's like karaoke, which is fine. But I bet he does it with a band here and there. He was originally part of a whole clown band, and then he became the only clown, and he left, and he's out of Georgia. He's born in Philly. I know too much about him now.
There's not enough room under this big top for the both of us.
But enough room in that one little car they're driving.
He ends with the encore is
encore
a bunch of like Kevin Costner. I guess they're ironic. Pictures of like him being an action hero from the 80s and 90s and all the different pictures from Waterworld and Dances with Wolves. And as he's singing Celine Dion's the Titanic song.
Yeah, yeah.
But the song is great. And he moves so slickly and beautifully on the stage. Oh,
How'd the crowd like it?
The crowd liked it. They really liked it when the Kevin Costner montage went up.
Did they know who he was?
I don't know. They do now.
Wait, do you mean if they knew who Kevin Costner was or if they knew who Puddle's Pity Party?
I feel like the Kevin Costner thing was kind of like everything I hate about a lot of things today. Like, I'm laughing at it because it's funny and ironic and stupid and people used to like that and take it seriously and it's so ridiculous.
Maybe he got burned by Kevin Costner.
I don't know what it means to him. Maybe he actually likes Kevin Costner.
Oh, your table's ready, Mr.
Yeah, that's just his song. He just sings.
Pity party.
He sings to Kevin Costner.
And they're like, oh, shit, Kevin Costner's here. He gets your table.
Wherever you are. And then Kevin Costner's on, pictures of him in the background. So,
it's
and
like
then
I was there.
I had a nice little exchange with him later.
Yeah, so I know.
You let us, walking you let us down. Know.
And starstruck.
I kind of was. I saw him signing something, and he looked kind of, not annoyed, but just like, can I just walk somewhere and not sign something? And then I was about 15 yards away, and we locked eyes, and we were walking opposite directions, but we were walking towards each other. And the genuine look that I gave him that I'm sure just let him know that I really appreciate him, and I'm happy to be walking by him right now. No thumbs up or anything. It was just this great moment that we shared for a moment, which sounds ridiculous, yeah. But I felt it. And he took a big bite out of his hot dog, patted me on the back, and we just went our separate ways. Oh, it was beautiful. Beautiful.
It's pretty good.
I'm imagining that old
touching.
That old Coke commercial where the kid sees the football player in the
Mean Joe Green.
Yeah. Except he didn't throw you his little clown hat, did he?
No. There were actually, you know what? There were a lot of people there wearing the clown hat, which tells me that a lot of people were for him. Like, they actually had the little...
Does he sell them?
Been juggalos that wandered in the wrong direction.
Nope.
Were there any juggalos?
So I got a hookup to this thing. It was a $75 ticket, so I do really appreciate getting a free ticket to Festival Supreme. I appreciate that.
Because that's four beers.
Apparently, I was covering the event. It came up three times in emails beforehand, right? Okay. I got my general admission ticket, GA, no plus one, just one ticket, general admission. Here's the caveat. The show starts at like 1. It goes until 11:30. You have to pick it up no later than 4. No later than 4. It's going to be 102 that day. Mostly takes place in a parking lot. Oh, and here's this. We have a VIP section and a general admission section wherever you go. To the point where I'd never seen anything like it. They had a fence that went right up to the goddamn stage. Right? Just imagine a fence going straight to the stage, and then on the right, that's where all the colored people, and on the left, that's where all the white people. Mm. It felt like that.
Mm. Which side were you on?
I was on the colored people side. Which nowadays would be a cool side, but not back in the 50s.
Yeah.
40s. It was so segregated and so gross, and not many people had the VIP tickets.
But it was
so
segregated financially, not by skin color,
I know,
right?
But it felt...
It's kind of the same thing.
It felt very, very Alabama.
It's weird that they would do that.
So
that is very
strange. It's a bullshit scam to get more money for VIP tickets.
I'm there for. I'm an old man now. I can't do that, but I had to because D. Hanford is playing at the end.
Yeah.
And I have my newfound love, and I'm not seeing him yet. So I'm willing to do whatever it takes. So and I'm looking at the lineup, and there's a bunch of other kids in the hall were there. They did a full hour of a bunch of sketches and whatnot. I gave them 10 minutes. Couldn't be there. Oh, about four or five listeners came up and... I love our listeners. Hey, Anderson. Hey, man, good to meet you. I just want to thank you very much, every single one of them. Every single one of them that I met. I want to thank you very much for turning me on to all these great performers that I'm here to see. Bye. Not like, hey, like
that's
the show.
Yeah.
It's like, thanks for letting me know about these.
Thanks for being a great jump-off point to real performers.
All right, here's where it gets ugly, guys. So I'm biding my time because I get there at 4. I'm just watching my clock. I know D'Anford doesn't go on until like 10,
what happened
10,
to the
15.
Plan that we talked about? You were going to go pick up your tickets and then go have a me day and watch a film.
Because I was looking. I'm like, you know what? Then I would miss Puddle's Pity.
Oh, okay.
I would miss Christian Shaw. I'd miss Bill Burr.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, so I'm like, I can, you know, here and there, Amy Poehler.
What'd she do?
She sang songs and everyone loved it. The place was fucking packed when Amy Poehler was on.
She's amazing.
I could barely even see anything.
Was she in the big room?
She was in the big hall where Bill Burr was. And then Bill Burr got on the skins and was playing some drums. I got to finally see old Billy Redface play drums. All right, so I go into the big hall where Bill Burr did his thing. And it's I guess it's the old backstage, probably where they used to have dinners and luncheons and whatnot, especially when it was Academy Award place. And like,
oh, I bet you're right. I bet it was for like that giant party.
It looks, it's a really big hall. It's beautiful and it's old.
It's the two-story one, right?
It's like vaulted ceilings.
And then there's an upper part that runs
that
around.
That was VIP.
It.
Yeah. I don't know what it was like
there. When I was there I Heart Radio Music Awards, that whole hall that you're talking about was where they stored all the props and things that were you know, brought out as the giant set pieces onto the...
Oh, they probably did that, too. Yeah, went with the Academy Awards and other TV shows or TV
it's
ceremonies.
It's weird, though. Like, that wood floor, it feels like a giant basketball court or something
like roller derby
roller
or something.
Yeah. It's huge, though.
And that same floor is in the actual arena, the theater as well, underneath
the
seat.
It's a crazy place.
I was so excited to go to the Shrine the first time when I went to a rave years ago. I'm like,
where do they have a rave there?
In that place, probably that same. I was on so many drugs, I don't remember. That was when I saved that girl's life.
Head in the speakers.
That was when the speaker, I saw it falling. It was like six speakers stacked on top of each other, and one started falling over. And I pushed this girl and pushed the speaker at the same time. It would have killed her. Saved her life, I think.
Good move.
So.
Cut to the outside view. It's just Anderson's rolling and is in the corner pushing a mop away from like a stack of cardboard boxes that were falling. They're like, what's wrong with that guy?
And then I'm riding the mop. I'm your hero, baby. All right, I don't want to come off like, hey, I'm entitled and I should have gotten this or that.
But you
are,
and you should have.
I have been in this goddamn business or peripheral or right on the side of the business for long enough. I feel like I pay my dues. Just give me a fucking access because I'm an old man. Give me a place where I can sit down. Like all the places where you could sit, like upstairs in the balcony. No, you have to be VIP. So here's the kicker, and then I'll get off it. The very next day, or Sunday. The event happens Saturday. On Sunday, in the middle of the day,
you reached in your pocket and found a VIP pass?
That would be sweet. I got an email saying, don't forget to send me your coverage.
Oh.
I just ignored that shit.
You should just go and write 3,000 words about not being in the VIP section.
I almost sent her a link to my Instagram bitching about the VIP. So, here's where it gets hugs, okay? I look into the clock, and it's like, all right, it's like 6:30. I am so tired because I had a long night before.
You can send her a link to this.
I could do that.
You got 17 hours till...
And I got like another like three Stanford. And a half, and I'm starving, and like they don't have. I had to have a pretzel, and it was stale and gross. And I'm like, I'm gonna just lay down, like in a cool section of like where it's like nice and like the floor.
Sir,
is cool.
There's no laying down.
It's worse. It's worse than that. So I'm like, you know, off to the side, and I'm kind of like out of reach. I'm in like a dark, kind of like dusky corner, and it's nice.
A my dusky
back,
corner.
Yeah, it was nice because it was such a hot day. And my back, I'm straightening my back out. And I got my, you know, eyes closed, and I'm just kind of like listening to Tig Notaro do her act, which is actually
the patron saint of my championship baseball team.
I don't know what he's talking about.
The baseball team we're the Tig Notaros.
Oh, really?
Our founder is friends with her. We have her face on our jerseys.
Who's your founder?
His name's Kale.
Because I know Tig.
I don't like that name at all.
Kale Hartman.
So Tig actually opens her act with something we've discussed here on this program.
She talks
about
6?
The diarrhea. No diarrhea. If you've had diarrhea in the last 2 weeks, no swimming in the public pool. Mm-hmm. She made it very funny. Mm. Yeah, it was good.
Funnier than us?
We were pretty funny, I think. He was just talking about the balls that it must take, or like your doctor's like, stay home, you have severe diarrhea, and you're like at home, and like you got to be really close to the toilet. Do not even leave the house. What kind of balls
like,
and confidence
I need
it takes.
A hot little hot tub.
You know what? I feel like going to the public pool. So I'm laying there listening to the comedic stylings of Tig Notaro.
I hate and love the phrase comedic stylings.
Straighten out my back. It's nice and cool where I am. I feel a little bit like a homeless man, but I'm passing time, guys.
Yeah.
And I did a lot of mind tricks, like, stop bitching, you white old fuck. Look at the lineup. I mean, there's people that would kill to see any of these people, and there are spaces where you can be comfortable, and they have
bad
food.
Bad judgment on those people's part.
And they have drinks. Stop bitching. There's people in third world countries right now that are just struggling to find...
They would kill to see Tig Notaro.
I'm like, you got it easy. Or stop bitching. So I'm laying there. And I made the ridiculous wrong maneuver of, my back was like hurting a little bit from laying flat. So I rolled to the side, a little side action.
Yeah.
So now I'm in kind of fetal position to the side, but you know, it's dark corner. Thinking no one's really going to notice. I'm almost catching a couple Z's, Ty. I'm not even drinking at this point.
Sounds nice.
You're meditating.
Passing the time.
Yeah.
Spanning time.
Back in your mother's womb.
I feel something touch me. I'm like, oh, Jesus, security guard's going to be like asking me to move it, keep it moving. Like I'm some kind of homeless guy in the park, in Central Park.
What are you about to say?
And I open my eyes and I kind of look, and it's like they've been closed for a while now. And still hear Tig Notaro, comedic style, is in the background.
And I am shocked to see that the hand belongs to a very attractive blonde girl. Very attractive.
Mm.
And she's smiling big. And I see the Floyd's, you know, the place, the
barbershop
that's they have a booth there. So there's like instead of Bud girls, they have Floyd girls cruising around because that's the kind of fucking society we live in where instead of people being excited about beer, they're excited about their goddamn mustaches.
Oh, she was going to trim your mustache?
So she's smiling. And then before I can even see what she's smiling at, the flash goes off. And she was doing that. I'm going to have my picture taken with the fucking drunk, passed out guy at the show. You cunt. And then I'm like, what? And before I can, she was like scampering away. I'm like, I'm not even drunk. I'm just late. And she's like giggling and just runs off. So that picture's out there.
I'm unsettled by that.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Oh, my God.
What a bitch, right?
That would be like, there's something in my nose and turning around, click.
I don't like that girl. Wow. I'll never go back to Floyd's, ever. Banned.
You know what you got to do is we got to start hitting the Floyd's and find her. And you got to just.
And then find her Instagram account.
You got to beg her.
I think it was a day job that she's got like a day gig. You know, I don't think she actually works for Floyd's. I think she.
Someone needs to go through every single thing tagged with hashtag Festival Supreme on Instagram.
Don't do not do that.
If someone finds that, I will give you one free download.
Wow. We went out to dinner a couple nights ago at a place called.
Butthole Larry's.
Twamek. Have you been?
No, I saw your picture that I meant to ask you about it, so I'm glad that. Hey, you in November 1st or.
For the commercial shoot?
Yeah. Just say no, because I know it's going to torture you. Cheating. 2 weeks of torture.
I'm thinking about it. Can you give me the pitch afterwards, what the commercial is? Okay.
So I saw the sign. It's a very douchey sign.
It's on your Instagram. It's underneath Ruffalo's Pizza in a strip mall. Mm-hmm. It's a very, very nice restaurant.
Hoity-toity.
In a strip mall.
Not hoity-toity. It's casual.
It says no more pizza, no public restrooms, messy.
Yep.
No more pizza.
And they open promptly at 6 p.m. And you have to buy a ticket.
Close at 6:30.
I think our reservations were made over a month ago.
You buy a ticket.
All right, yes. So what happened?
What are you, American Psycho?
You have to buy a ticket.
Sounds horrible.
It was possibly the best meal I've ever had in my life. We had like 8 or 9 courses.
Oh, good.
And they're small servings.
And it's not hoity-toity.
The food comes like that.
How expensive?
Probably very expensive. I didn't pay.
Well, this sounds very hoity-toity. What are you talking about?
I know how much it is.
A 9-course meal that's super expensive.
It was $85 a person, not including drinks.
Mm.
And Tara had
high on life.
8 glasses of wine. Not her own doing. They pair the wine with each.
Was she hammered?
Food. No, she couldn't finish any of them.
I didn't even finish my thing that I was going to talk about Tara and Dr. Drew.
Well, real quick, let me say.
Wait, what's that?
It's good.
No, yeah, that's it. I was just going to say, it was a fantastic experience, and I highly recommend that place if you want to have a.
Do you feel
really,
like your palate is
really
more sophisticated now?
Well, I have a wife who likes French fries.
But here's the thing: it's this place is so complicated and so specific. That every one bite thing they brought out, they would have to explain the wine to her, where it came from, what year it was, blah, 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 blah. And they'd pour her glass, and then they'd pour me a specially made drink to go with my food that was non-alcoholic, including one wine glass that was just vinegar.
Oh.
And it worked?
Was like, this is vinegar from France, and it's blah, 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 blah. And it was vinegar, pure vinegar.
And they're in the back going,
yeah.
Drink it.
This is pee from the sous chef.
I like the idea of it, but that as soon as I think about it for more than 3 seconds, I just start thinking about how opulent and excess it is. You know
what
I mean?
It's casual and
casual opulence.
You know what?
It's because food is art. You know what I mean?
It was really, really enjoyable and really good. And
will you take me there for my birthday?
You know what? You want to go?
Yeah, for my birthday. But it's not, my birthday is a long time away.
Yeah, that's good because I got to save up because I don't know how much that wine cost. All I know is Hulu paid for it.
I cannot drink wine.
Hulu paid for the entire bill except for we ordered something extra. Mm-hmm. They said we have an additional course if you'd like to try it, which is potatoes with like fish on top, like mixed in.
Sounds wrong.
And we got it. It was $50, and I put that on my Amex. But
it actually hurt him to say that just then.
It was one of the most enjoyable meals I've ever had in my life, and nothing was like, oh my God, this is the best tasting thing I've ever had, but it was still probably the best meal I've ever had.
I don't understand that at all.
Again, the key is fast.
The sum is greater than the part of its holes.
You finish the last bite of what they brought
dirty,
you.
Sounded dirty when you said that. Sounded gross. Yeah.
You finish the last bite, and they're already there with two more plates. This is
that sounds too fast.
So do you like? Did you like the service? What did you like?
The service was fantastic. The food was incredible.
You know what the service was bad? Was tonight at 7-Eleven. Where the guy sees me standing there, and he's like, no, I'm going to continue stalking until I'm done stalking the shelf. You're going
to
wait.
Hey, guess what? That must be a company policy, because that happens to me every goddamn time. I walk in there, and the guy looks at me just a minute, and he just keeps on putting little packs of donuts on the shelf, and I'm standing with my donuts.
Why?
Like, I want to buy these donuts,
sir. Maybe you guys are spending too much time at 7-Eleven.
Hey, maybe he was counting?
My 7-Eleven, the guy is a complete idiot, but I'm still enthralled by him because his name is Khan. K-H-A-N, like Star Trek Khan. Mm-hmm.
Do you yell it inside your head every time you see him?
Absolutely. Like four or five times, I'm trying to sneak a picture of his name tag. And today I went in, new name tag, Aladdin.
No, so he's just
same
fucking
guy?
Around. I like this guy. I like him.
Same guy.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Like the drunk beer vendor at the Pittsburgh Penguin game back in like 1996 or 7 when I went back to Pittsburgh. And it was the day after that River Phoenix died. And this drunk vendor, a big, fat Pittsburgh dude, selling beer, but he was a little bit drunk, selling beer in the stands. And it just happened to like kind of float in front of my face, his name badge, and it said River Phoenix, and I had a picture of River Phoenix's face. I'm like, what's going on, dude? He's like, yeah, I'm River Phoenix. And it was like the day after he died, or maybe the day of. Very bad taste. Very poor taste.
It's just not even funny.
Yeah, it kind of was, because it's not like he was telling people. I just happened to see it. It was kind of funny. All right, tell me about Tara's character on I'm really bad with names of things.
Casual.
Casual, thank you.
She's the daughter.
What's her attitude and temperament like?
Are you trying to classify it into something you hate?
No, not at all. No, I love Tara. And
she's
I
a snarky,
really
she's
show...
a snarky daughter mm-hmm. who's over-sexualized.
Okay. Anything else?
I don't know. Tell me what you heard.
All right, here's the thing. Dr. Drew is... got an unhealthy obsession with you. I think it's borderline unhealthy. I do. And I'm not just saying that for effect. I think there is something a little bit wrong with his obsession. I love you, Mike. But Dr. Drew's obsession
with you. We
went
to Hawaii and got married.
Is almost borderline creepy.
It's, well, he almost like treats Mike like he's a cartoon character.
I know.
Like,
I love Drew.
Doesn't it?
But
like,
everything goes back to you. So I'm thinking, I don't know, there could be some reality to this, though. So Drew comes in, he wants to give me the full dissertation on
Casual.
Jesus.
He watched it?
Guys,
how do you know?
Because he told me about everything.
But how do you know that she's on that show?
I don't know. Probably because you've hung out with him and her, and they've talked. And
maybe. I don't think she
doesn't
bring it up.
Also, his finger is on the pulse of digital streaming entertainment.
He probably follows you on Instagram and sees all the pics. So listen to me.
Okay.
He's convinced she's playing a version of you.
What?
He's convinced. He's like, she is playing Carano.
Yeah, I didn't write the show, but...
she is playing Carano. And then I said, yeah, that's don't. What if... That's like her long scam. Just like she's just been friends with him all these years.
As a friend for the character.
But Drew really believes that she's playing like a version of
that's
you.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's a little insane. Now I want to see the show. I do like Tara. I want to support her and everything she does. In fact, I'm not going to be at Loveline for the next 2.5 weeks, and I'm on my way out. I'm like, you should have Tara. I don't know why she hasn't been on yet. What's going on? I don't know.
At the
pitched.
Very least, they should have Michaela Watkins on. Mm-hmm. She's the star of the show.
Oh,
and she was
on
SNL.
She's
been in like 30 movies.
Or they could have Kale on.
Yeah, good idea.
Because Michaela.
Sweet callback, bro. Can we discuss
Kale Denny's?
Can we discuss
Kale McDonald?
These series of texts, the stream of conscious series of texts.
I was drinking by that point, but I was serious, man.
You sent me,
you know what?
Mike,
about Puddles.
Let me read it.
No, Puddles is great.
Let me read it.
But I was watching some. Okay, so here's the thing with Festival Supreme. A lot of those acts there, a lot of the people on stage, they think they're funny and they're not, and they're saying things like before, like or in between. Their sets and in between their songs, and it's just Andrew WK was great.
Is it because they were drunk
again? No, because they suck, and it's just kind of like a mean. I understand that I'm the older guy, but it's like a mean, angry.
But are you talking
vibe.
About comics, or who are you talking about?
These music. There's a bunch of people there I'd never heard of, and I kind of would like to keep it that way because
yeah,
I do not like what I learned of them. But like just making like rude jokes in between and thinking they're funny and like, you know, no one's really laughing. I even get to the D-N-word thing. There's really not much to say other than everyone had their fucking phones up and it was hard to see. And then I get to the front because I fight and claw my way there, which is the way you got to do it.
I'm with you.
Oh, they hate it. No, I'm standing here. I got here first. And I want to stand still because I don't really know what I'm looking at, but I want to get a good picture of it. So a lot of people were very angry at I wasn't the only one, but there was a few of us that were clawing our way to the front.
Good.
Yeah. I had to get that picture.
I claw my way to the front, and normally the shows I go to, like Lucinda Williams, it's easy.
Yeah.
Because I'm just pushing old people out of the way.
Hey, have you ever heard of Rocket?
From the Crypt?
From the Crypt?
Of course.
Do you like them?
Yeah, stuck in the middle.
My new least favorite
Born
band.
Born in 69. Yeah, I love that band.
My new least favorite band. He had the worst stage presence I've ever seen of anyone.
Okay.
Ever. And I've seen a lot of
things. This man has seen a giant
things
clown.
Have changed then because they were a really good live band.
Here's what happens. They come
back
out
in
live.
The 90s.
They come out live.
Do they still have the horns and everything?
Yeah, yeah. They got the full thing. So the band
Wow, I'm surprised by that.
Everyone that I talk to loves them.
Yeah.
My toenail finally came off, by the way.
That's disgusting.
Thank you, Tyler.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So I'm sitting there, you know, about 50 yards from the stage, but you can hear everything. Oh, my God, the bass of Danford. I never felt bass like that before. My spleen almost ruptured.
Was it getting your flex?
It was inside my body. Like, you couldn't even hear it. It was just feel. You couldn't even hear the bass.
Your Zeph?
Swimming.
So Zeph.
Swimming isn't the only thing you shouldn't do when you have diarrhea. Listening to bass.
I saw Danford like 4 or 5 times throughout the day. Like, when I was laying there right before my picture was taken, I saw them. And I had no idea.
I thought
it was
you were going to say it was her waking you up.
No, that'd be great.
Julie or whatever her name is.
How is
Yolandi.
That possible?
Whatever.
Because here's how. They're wandering around in like full orange jumpsuits that look like hazmat fucking suits with hoods and everything. And I just saw them and I got.
Just like getting pretzels?
Every 3 or 4 times I'd see them like from across the way. I'm like, that the fucking idiots. Look at them. How badly do you guys need attention? You can't even see your face because you got the fucking hoods on. And it was them. They were like incognito, just cruising about. They're the brightest things in the room, but they kind of blended somehow, except for these angry eyes.
I love our anger sometimes.
Oh, I was so angry at that show. I have not been that angry in a long time.
Did you come away with enjoyment in your heart? Or did you come away with just, I'm never doing that again?
And then I had the greatest Uber drive back to my car. She was awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah. She was hilarious.
Then you fell asleep in the front seat. She took a picture?
No. But where was I? Oh, yeah. So Rocket to the Crypt? From the Crypt.
Yeah, from the Crypt.
Wish it was two. Wish they were rocketing to that Crypt. He comes out. Here's like the first. It's the singer. The rest of the band, I have no idea. The singer, he comes out immediately. I'm like, oh, I hate these guys. Let's give it up, please. Let's give it up for Rocket to the Crypt. His own band. Come on, guys. Show us you love us. Come on.
Oh, man.
So I'm like, horrible. And then they kick him with a trumpet, so terrible. I leave, and I go, and I watch something else. I go inside. I grab a drink.
I got to go get pictures taken of me while I lay down in the dusky corner.
I come back out for another cigarette. I kept coming out, you know, every now and again for cigarettes, then I go back inside. I was constantly wandering. It was nice kind of being there by myself because I didn't have anyone to be beholden to.
But I'm with you on that one, too.
I realized, too, and I was thinking about you a lot, Mike, because I realize that I get a lot more angry if I'm by myself because I have no one to deflect to focus on. Like, if I had like one of you guys or Jillian, I'd be able to look and, you know, talk about something else. But I was just constantly outward looking at all the things. Yeah. And I just, the rage was coming back my way. So I come back out for another cigarette 30 minutes later, Rocket from the Crypt still up there. And he's doing this. And it's not even angry or punk rock. It's not even ironic. He's giving a lecture about how he hopes that the crowd likes him.
That's why I say Bernie Sanders 2016. Okay.
That would have been way less douchey. He's like, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm going to be perfectly honest. You know, like, it'd be great if you guys like us. And it wasn't even a reaction to something. I'm like, is somebody like throwing shit at them or something? But they weren't. Everyone, like, it was a minimal crowd, but they're all enjoying their music silence, Tyler. And he just decided that he wanted to let them know that it's not really that important if you guys like us or not. You know, I don't really care that much about if you guys like us. I just want my band members to like what they're doing, and we do. And I just, you know, I know that kind of sounds wrong, but, you know, we don't get to do this very often. We don't get to play very often. And I really hope that these guys are enjoying themselves and they like what we're doing. And I think they do.
And the band's like, I remember why we quit.
And the band just keeps like playing this rhythm. And then he just starts singing, like making up lyrics. And these are the lyrics. And while he's looking at his guitar player,
oh no,
I like the way you play guitar. I like the way you play guitar. And then he starts looking at the bass player. I like the way you play the bass. I like the way you play the bass.
I'm so upset.
This is like, it was like something for Sesame Street adults.
You know what I mean?
That's a good idea for a TV show.
It was
Sesame Street adults.
I wanted.
Can you spell gonorrhea?
I wanted to hurl something at him.
That's awful.
I like the way you played.
Was the crowd eating it up, or were they like?
That's a
bummer. I was a little too far away to really get the reaction.
How many people?
In front of them?
Yeah.
Probably 200, maybe 300.
Okay. Oh, that's not that many.
I was imagining 60.
I was imagining like 1,000.
You know, I think maybe there's 1,000 in front of the N-word, if that. Like 700 on the regular side.
Was this festival sold out?
I know. I don't know if they can. It's just one of those things where it's just a giant parking lot. I don't know what the fire code is. You know what I mean?
No fire code.
Neil
there's
Berger.
No fires in a parking lot. Neil Hamburger?
Neil Hamburger?
Mm-hmm.
He was the first thing that I heard when I walked in.
I hate that name so much.
He's an odd guy.
Neil Hamburger.
The big three were there, that maybe 60 people in front of them.
And they were terrible?
I don't know. That's kind of what got me.
Let's say you did know.
So clearly, so we could have at least been on the bill.
Oh, I did get an email from a listener who was flying into the event because somehow I introduced him, or we introduced him to the big three, and he was flying in to go see the big three. He was very excited about that.
Did he come out to see us for Christmas?
No. Once again, it's like, hey, thanks for letting us know. Like we're like a flyer for other things. Like that's what we are.
Like I just gave an ad to Twamek.
No, we're the cork board that people just put the flyers on.
The irony, though, it really is reaching a crux. I witnessed it at Fuxtable Supreme.
Fuxtable. So are you going to explain the series of texts that you sent us?
Sure, go ahead. I was seeing a lot of things. That's, all right, I'm
going
to tell you
I
right
said,
now.
I said, are you going to?
No, you,
said,
you can
sure,
read them, and I'll explain. And this sounds exceptionally arrogant, but I watched the first 10 minutes of a show that I never really got the Kids in the Hall allure.
Yeah.
And I think I saw one sketch that I loved and thought was hilarious, and I don't know if I've ever seen another one.
Me too.
So I was sitting in
wait, the real quick. The sketch I saw that I loved was a guy is mocking somebody painting, and he's like, nice job, Einstein. Hey, you missed a spot, Einstein. Hey, keep up the good work, Einstein. The camera pans over, and of course, it's Einstein painting the fence. And I thought that was a great...
How'd they get Einstein? They've been doing it that
interstitial.
Long.
They dug him up. They animated his corpse.
The one that I laughed at, I was in Hawaii, and it was years and years. It was like probably 15, 20 years ago.
Location
and
proper.
I just remember it. I was
in Monte Carlo, and I remember I had a direct feed.
I remember
of kids
I was,
in the
and
hall.
It was a very distinct memory because it was that funny, and I might have been high. And it was like a guy that fell in love with a boulder or something, and it was in a park, and it just kept going back to the boulder. And it was very funny. But I was sitting there, like fourth row, because that's another thing which is nice. When you're by yourself, you just need to find one single seat.
Yep.
Sit wherever you want.
You can make your own seat, you can make your own bed, obviously. Lay on your side.
So many fucks there, like holding.
Did you use your
hands?
How
many selfie sticks did you see?
Did you use your hands as a pillow? Like you do this?
When I had the picture taken?
No, yeah.
Of me? By the Floyd whore?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Floyd whore.
Floyd whore.
So, Mystery Science Theater 3000 or whatever was there?
Mm-hmm.
Hack. Did they play a movie?
Hacky shit. Not a fan of that.
Wow.
Did they play
a
movie?
Yeah, they were playing a clip of a Godzilla movie, and it was just...
Did they have the three shadows in the corner talking?
No, they were standing off to the side of the. Should I send her this as my coverage?
Yeah, why not?
I love Jack Black too. Jack Black sang a duet with Ninja, who was pretty fucking tight.
Zeph.
Yeah, it was very Zeph. I guess they go way back and they're friends. At least that's what Ninja said.
People Mover posted a photo of themselves with Jack Black.
I never understood the Mystery Science Theater 3000 either. But like they were just off to the side standing there reading their scripts.
Yeah.
I think that's part of my problem. Is that they were reading off their scripts. And
was Frank Conniff there? Old guy, white hair?
I don't know.
What am I saying? Of course he was.
Was he one of the guys?
Yeah. Sorry. Stupid question.
So they're reading the scripts.
It's a nice man.
Old movie from the 50s of Godzilla. Like one of the big slug things was like coming out of a cave or something, and like the line that really got everyone laughing was, "You might want to light a match in there." Like
I gotta disagree. I think that show was funny when it was on the air. I just remembered how funny it is, and I'm friends with Frank Conniff.
So Anderson,
I just remember that too.
Is that like the kind of the beginning? Was that the beginning of being snarky and mean about other people's stuff?
It was original when it came out. So they would show an entire movie and with commercials that would last like over 2 hours.
I know, I remember.
I'd
see it on the TV show on Saturday
mornings.
And it was just
three silhouettes and they would just do commentary.
I stopped on it when I first saw it. I'm like, what is this? This is awesome. Yeah. And then I'm like, I hate it. Next. I haven't laughed once.
The problem is you go, this is a great show. I wish there were three different people doing it.
But except for the one guy.
Yeah, he's great.
Except for Frank Tarkenton.
And I shouldn't say anything because Brian and I do. So I didn't even know because I'm so fucking out of it. But
you didn't
we
know
do.
That your Riff Tracks thing was?
I had no idea. We do Sniff Tracks every now and again, and it's a ripoff of his Riff Tracks.
Yeah.
I had no fucking clue.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Really? You didn't know that?
No idea. No clue.
He's just doing that for the lawsuit that's coming up.
I swear to God,
so he has audio proof that he's like, I don't know.
I found out when a very mean, mean Amazon, or not Amazon, what do you call that? iTunes review, mainly about me and how horrible I am, came out, and then said it, and then we're disgracing and bastardizing a genius's work by calling it Sniff Direct. I'm like, what's he talking about? I did a little research. I'm like, oh yeah, he's right.
So at 9 p.m. on the day of what?
I just remember my whole Ed Asner meltdown. Guys, we don't have enough fucking show to get to.
Let me just go through this real quick.
Right. Okay.
So at 9 o'clock you texted me and Mike after you told us about your encounter with Puddles.
I miss you guys.
You
I really was
us.
Missing you guys.
We need to put together a show, like an actual show with lighting and sound and music.
Yeah, it'd be sweet.
I can direct it. We can all write it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we could all direct it.
Okay.
Base it on various stories we've covered on the show.
Yeah.
It's too easy.
Yeah.
Followed, I would say, about 3 or 5 minutes later by, never mind, just an idea triggered by seeing so much bad shit today. Forget it.
It is absolutely true. And I said that second part kind of jokingly. And the first part kind of jokingly.
Do you
but
have
I
that?
Feel like,
you know what? What you did there, I've experienced that where I have an idea. And I specifically remember the last one. I was driving over the hill and I got it, and I stopped in a parking lot, and I sorted it out in my head, and I'm like, I have an idea for something I want to do. This is fucking fantastic.
Right.
It wasn't going to leave me. This idea was good, and it was something doable. And then I think the next day I was just like, fuck.
Yeah, I mean that happens to a lot of us.
Yeah,
I think you and I with our kind of personalities for sure.
No,
but
I'd do that on the rig.
But I was half joking when I first sent it, but it was triggered by a lot of the shit.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
if people are eating this up.
Right.
We could, and I feel like we, next time we do get in front of an audience, we need to give them more than what we've done in the past, which
nude.
Is, I hope this does good.
Yeah.
Nude.
Hope we have funny things to talk about tonight.
Nude.
Like, I wish we were doing tonight's show in front of an audience, because we all have lots of shit to talk
about. We could go get the security guard.
No,
he's
I don't
want to
hear about Nazi radio. Our new security guard just out there fucking spouting off about Nazi radio.
Yeah,
will not
shut up.
He was listening to Coast to Coast, but he was referring to that as Nazi radio for some reason.
Well, when I didn't inquire as to what he was listening to. I just said, hey.
He
immediately launched right into a full-blown conversation.
He has a good radio voice, though.
You being ironic and mean?
No. Like, he'd be a good, like VO guy.
Not ironic, but sarcastic.
But he also, he just... talks over you.
But he's probably got a scary past, so we don't want to have that burden.
Imagine if we came out, though, like with lights and stuff.
Yeah.
And we had like music cues. And
we
like,
could
we
all
got,
get
we
flash
could
lights.
I was just thinking about how much fun rehearsing would be. We could do it, guys. We could do something in blackface.
Why not?
Get on the map?
Why not? We got to take a break to get the makeup off, though. Unless we close with it.
Shut up. No, somehow like the blackface, like we become blackface by mistake.
We could do our Empire recaps.
Oh.
Would it be that so joke. Offensive that it would be like it would rise
no,
above?
No, like the joke would be like with somehow we get mistake blackface while like doing some kind of like cleaning our chimney or
we're
something.
We're polishing
you know what I mean?
Our shoes.
Yeah, and it's like the worst possible, like a Larry David type blackface.
Okay, so Ed Asner, what old Eddie A do?
Eddie A. So I called Mike immediately after. On my way home from this thing, because I was in way over my head. I was asked to moderate and do a Q&A for a bunch of
It was the thing you were doing the night of last week's recording of this fine program.
Yeah, was it? Yeah, so it was Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had the festival screened the next day,
yes.
And I realized that I love moderating. I love it. I love doing Q&As, and if I cared about what was
Wait
going
a second.
On for me, Not if
when,
I cared
when
about.
When did you realize this? After you talked to me?
I think I told you. It's not a matter of not caring. It's just I was so out of my element because
Tyler, you have to understand, there's eight people up there, two composers, six voice actors, one of which was Ed Asner, a writer, director, creator of cartoons and comic books, and an author, all right? All stuff that I really know very, very little about.
Sure. I mean, you seem like the natural fit.
And, you know, my friend Mike Crishone asked me to do it, and I was flattered, and actually I was plan B. He had somebody from Star Trek that was going to do it, but he couldn't make it.
Khan, he changed his name to Aladdin, wasn't it?
And I'm like, you know what, it's all about doing things that you're not comfortable with. So I said, you know what, anything for you, Michael. Michael's the one that almost killed a couple weeks
ago. Yeah. Last week.
So I'm doing my research. I read the book. It was about a Q&A about a book that they're doing an audio play for, which essentially it's like doing the cartoon but without the actual visual.
A lot of animation money.
The music and the sound effects, and it's like 4.5 hours long, and it's not released yet. So that was another problem we had getting people.
That is
excited.
A problem.
Yeah.
How many people came?
There's about 20, 25 people there, and then there's way more for the signing. It looks like there's around 45, 50 people there for the signing afterwards.
So a bunch of people were just like,
it's a culture I don't understand.
I'll just wait.
People would rather have an autograph than actually see people do a Q&A on stage.
That's weird. Maybe they knew you were going to be there.
Perhaps. Thanks, Tyler.
That was such a shitty.
So I did a bunch of research, and it's at Meltdown Comics, and I was just intimidated as fuck because I'm looking at the one guy that did the Winnie the Pooh voice and Tigger's voice for the last one. I kept thinking about that when I was researching him. I kept thinking of you doing the voice.
Were you trying to catch it?
I just kept thinking of when Tyler was so confused that Winnie the Pooh voice. Jim Cummings is his name.
Oh.
And they're all very, very nice and very, very cool with me, except for Ed. No, Ed was great. But he has like 340 fucking IMDb credits, the guy that does the voice for Tigger. Where do you even begin? Like, I don't even know where, you know.
Is one of his credits, I coined the phrase, I'm Cummings?
Yes, it is.
I think that's a credit. So I was a little bit off.
Stupid.
I already went over this whole story, and I don't want to go.
That's all right.
I want to hear.
Go over it again for the listeners.
It went decently. It was about an hour and 15 minutes. And, you know, we played a video for the Kickstarter campaign that he did that is done now. And then we played the first chapter, which was 6 minutes of audio, brought the lights down, played it. Ed Asner, living legend, standing up there on stage. Not happy about the lights right in his face, so I had the lights turned down a little bit. But then we come back, and, you know, I'm asking questions, and I got some written down, and I'm trying to move it along.
What'd you wear?
Like, the same kind of thing that I did at Cold Cock Online, like a suit with a t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm asking, I asked the whole panel, like, I asked a question, and this one of the ladies, very nice lady, she starts giving me an answer. And then she jumps off to something else, and I'm thinking in my head, like, rapid fire. I'm like, oh, I could ask this, and then I could ask that, and then I could ask this, and then she stopped talking, like, kind of abruptly, and then everyone's just like looking at me, and I forgot like what thing that I ended up that I wanted to ask next. So I'm just standing there. Everyone's looking at me. Thank God the room's not that full. And I'm like, I'm sorry, my brain just broke. I totally lost track of what was I saying. I'm sorry. It was bad. It was ugly.
How many people walked out?
Everyone got up. It was embarrassing and
shuffling
horrifying.
To the door.
I haven't felt
a bunch of brilliant questions to ask.
My lips got like tingly, like my heart's
tingly lips.
But then I got back on, asked another question.
Did you feel like that film effect where they do the zoom and the pull out at the
same
time?
Yeah, the Hitchcock. Yeah, it was bad. And then I was saying something along the lines of, you know, right after we played it. And I'm like, I love that you guys are bringing back this old dead art form, which is cool. True.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, it's not the old, like, the Bandit, what's the Lone Ranger? You know, it's like kind of like
Phantom.
That.
Of course. It's a radio drama, radio.
So
play.
I'm like, you know, I've listened to a lot of books on tape, but I've never, like, heard anything like that. Ed Asner just cuts me off and goes, what do you mean you never heard anything like that? What do you mean by that? I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. Let me attack me.
Duke it out with Ed Asner now.
Well, again, you have to understand, I'm not as old as you.
Talk to me about solar panels.
And, you know, I remember, like, listening to Pillars of the Earth on, like, 8 cassette tapes and after flipping them over, and it was just a guy reading for the most part.
Yeah, that's a tape on a book on tape. That's not an audio play.
Yeah, it's different. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Audio plays are
rare. You know who does audio plays is Garrison Keillor.
Why do I know that name so well?
Well, because I talked about it before because I went to see him at the Hollywood Bowl. And it made me cry because he came out in the audience and sang songs a cappella.
We all know this story.
And I got choked up.
You got chills?
The entire audience was singing along with him, and I was like, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever witnessed in my life. And the second it was over, I'm like, I'm out of here.
What are you going to do? Stick around? Of course you leave.
No, the show wasn't over. Just the singing part. I was like, all right. See, nothing's going to top that. No goddamn way.
Yeah, I understand that. You don't want
to. But they've got like nine
ruined.
People on stage, and he goes, it was a beautiful day, and Lake Wobegon. And then people are making like noises.
I don't want to hear the story again. No. So one of the voice actresses, when it was over, she goes, oh, Anderson, you're such a good interviewer. That was a dog. That last one.
Yeah, I'm bad at this.
What would it sound like?
That's why I lost my nickname, Mike Foley Carano.
You got a Foley credit in one of my movies.
What?
I don't know if I noticed.
Sweet.
If you noticed that.
Was I credited for my background work on
Tyler?
On I Planted String Beans for That Guy?
No, you're just credited. That was supposed to be your character saying that.
Oh.
You were credited as Cosmo. Listen, people are lost. Ah. So one of the voice actresses, she's like, yeah, you're such a good interviewer. You're really good. I'm like,
she
thank you very much. I said, I'm so glad it's over. I was sweating. I was in way over my head. I've never done anything like this before. I've never moderated. She goes, oh, you've never moderated. And she turns. She goes, Ed, this is the first time he's ever moderated. And
I know.
Ed Asner's like, you did pretty good, kid. You did pretty good. And he shook
and
my hand.
And he threw you his jersey?
No. Mm. All right, is that the show? Is that the show over?
That's, you know, that moderating thing is difficult. And... Hey, you know who's good at it? Elvis Mitchell.
Yeah, Elvis Mitchell's great at it.
Right down the line, and then he just...
Well, are we going to talk about him 2 weeks in a row?
If it was movies or like people in films and like things that I knew about that I felt confident
Tara,
that I knew about it.
Doing a good job.
I don't think we talked about it. Did we talk about how Elvis Mitchell was hitting all over Tara?
I believe he was, but maybe it was just me. Maybe it's just my perspective, my reality-based perspective.
What do you...
listen to this horrible thing.
What?
Standing up. I fucking hate people. This is maybe... All right, right.
Full disclosure. That thing just happened right now.
Full disclosure. I went and picked up my goddamn general admission ticket, right, to Festival Supreme.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, I'm going to go and have something to eat real quick. Yeah. So I did, like, walk down the street. There's not very much around there. I found some bar that serves horrible, shitty bar food. Mm. And I'm out front talking to Julian on the phone. This is right before I go into Festival Supreme. And this might be what set me off on the bad foot to begin with. Couples walking across the street. I'm on the phone with Jillian. They're walking towards me, and they step off the curb in the street, and they drop a bunch of shit. A bunch of shit. Looks like it came out of her purse. Hits the ground. And I say, hold on. Hey, guys, looks like you dropped some stuff. And they don't really acknowledge me. And then I'm like kind of pointing, and then they kind of stop, and I'm like, oh, Jesus. Maybe they just littered, and now they think that I'm like the douchey fuck, because I'm in South Central. It's a bad part of town.
I got to say that you were correct.
But then maybe they think that I'm calling them out.
It is a shitty part of town.
Because I hate that passive aggressive. Hey, looks like you dropped something there.
Yeah, you dropped your McDonald's garbage.
And I almost want to like go the other way. But that's your litter, and that's cool, man. And like throw something, like become part of the crowd.
Yeah, yeah. Fit in.
So they turn around. She bends over. Fat ass. Bitch.
I know.
So right there, you got a problem.
Picks up. Looks like four or five credit cards. ID. Doesn't thank
you.
They proceed to come put the stuff back in her purse. Continue to walk my way, not stumbling, not drunk, no eye contact, let alone a thank you. Mm. Just walked right by me.
You should have followed them and asked what your reward was.
I'm not looking to be a hero, but how do you, you know how hard that would be to do? To not even just say thanks?
Yeah, unbelievable. I don't get it.
Maybe.
I don't get it. You should have robbed them.
Okay, now Tyler, I see you searching for like a possibility. Yeah.
The only thing I could think was that
they don't speak English.
They stole the wallet and they're ditching like the stuff they didn't want.
I wasn't thinking that, but that could have been that.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, were they across the street where they dropped it?
Yeah.
Was there cars?
Nope.
Traffic?
It was a side street.
When then she
Quiet.
Picked it up, she didn't say anything.
No. You drunk and high?
I'm just wondering, like, maybe if they thought they gave you the nod, the mm-hmm. like you're like, hey, you dropped something, and then maybe they
worse.
Gave you like the. And then they picked it up and like, they thought that they didn't need to say anything else besides that when they walked past you. I don't know.
Well, even that. Even they didn't. Or if they did, I missed it. It was so faint that I missed it. Even that, like when you're walking by again, you're like, thanks
little
again.
Nod or, yeah.
Yeah. I bitch about them like 3 full minutes to Jillian on the phone. She goes, all right, honey, just go have a good time at your Fuxtable.
No. You turn around.
Go inside, back into the restaurant bar, waiting for my fucking horrible greasy food. They're sitting right next to where I'm set up at the
bar.
Oh, now,
did they pay
not,
with one of those
not where
cards?
You were talking though.
No.
Okay,
but and I'm just thinking, and like I'm like I would have no idea that this couple is just horrible, unless I just witnessed that. Because that kind of seemed normal once
now
they're
we're
in
judge
there.
Everybody.
And then I was like thinking maybe he's gonna like buy me a beer and say thank you or something. I was like kind of fantasizing. Nothing. Nothing. And he was wearing a Dodgers fucking jersey. I'd like to thank Mike McAllister too for trying twice to win us some money and losing both bets. The Dodgers got knocked out today.
Yeah,
he put
that's what Tyler told
$400 down for
three.
Us.
$300.
Yeah, I was counting on that money too. So,
oh yeah, we stood to win like $350 each or something.
$1,300.
Well, he would have got his bet back, and then whatever. Yeah. Whatever.
I made an exciting purchase over the weekend.
What was that? A car?
Nope.
Baby bonnet?
Nope.
What?
Nope. We expanded the living room because we finally got rid of her Lauren's
piano.
Grandmother's piano.
Yes, we know because we had a schedule around it last week.
Yes.
Yes.
So now we got a 70-inch TV.
Oh, man.
Costco, what are you doing?
It's,
opulent.
It's fantastic.
Do you eat like 9-course meals in front of it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, the problem now we're like sitting like 15 feet away from the TV, so my 50-inch looked like a Post-it on the wall.
It just ruins your eyes, man. Now everything's going to look really small.
Yep.
I know.
Enjoy.
It's a 4K, dude.
Oh, stop it. Look at you. That thing was like $10,000 just 2 years ago.
Absolutely.
Insane.
What was it, $1,500?
It was more.
What? Come on. What are you doing?
It's Best Buy. The no interest financing.
Costco, bro. Costco.
Yeah, Costco's got a $1,500 4K 70 inch.
All right. What are we doing here?
Yeah, I know the one you're talking about.
Well, what if listeners buy it?
But I need the... I
like,
need
thanks
the,
for the tip
need,
on the Costco
the
TV.
The financing. I can't pay for it.
Right, got a couple
up.
Things from the P.O. box.
Hey.
I hope one's a portable urinal
safe.
Because I have to pee.
And they're for Tyler.
What?
I feel like... we forgot to thank listener Missy, a supporter of the program, and hair and makeup on a couple of films that I did last year. For sending us all this stuff. She brought it to the Cold Cockle Night.
Yep. And she made some delicious cookies.
And what's in here? What's in here? Lollipops with bugs in them. Thanks for that.
Hey, you didn't see it.
Oh, maybe not. No. Chili licks. Sucker jalapeno. Oh, I bet that's pretty good.
You didn't see it yet, Anderson. It's in my car.
Yeah.
But a great listener who goes by the name of Clint Lee handmade me a giant whip.
What?
Yeah.
Like,
it's beautiful. Like, it's really beautiful, and I've already whipped myself in the head twice in the parking lot of this structure.
It's like Indiana Jones.
Structure.
Oh, yeah. This is because when I went to Lobster Fest, there was no lobsters.
Did you talk about that on the show?
Apparently.
This is the after disaster. You want to open it?
Sure.
Thanks, guys,
Thank
for sending
you,
this stuff.
Hold on. Let me kill the roaches. From.
Thank you, Vincent, for my lobster.
And this is for you. I have one last thing. Sorry, guys. I feel like I'm kind of taking over and saying
it's
a lot of stories, but I'd rather
like
do that than talk about 70-inch televisions. I'm the one who should be exhausted because look at my fucking Fitbit. 3 hours last night, 4 hours the night before, 2 hours the night before that. No sleep on this kid's record.
What is that?
Mike is unfolding a large flag.
It's for you.
What is it? Who is it?
Looks like it's Duran Duran.
No, that's not Duran Duran. Guys, I want to tell you something about something very scary.
It's a Nicolas Cage pillowcase.
Oh, it's a pillowcase? I'll use that.
It's pillowcase.
Pillowcase. Is there like a note or anything? I like this. Thanks, guys.
Guys, we won.
It's from Rebecca Ryder.
Thanks, Rebecca. Is this for me?
I don't know.
Who's it for?
Guys, we won $2 million.
All right, I wish that I didn't give you that. People are signing this up for like publishers clearing out bullshit.
We have won... $1.2 million.
Oh, cool.
That's not bad.
Okay. I have something kind of disturbing and a little bit upsetting to talk about.
All right, let's go.
But I promise you, it's not too soon. And I know you got to pee.
You want me to pee first?
No, because I got to get out of here. I'm leaving the country for 2.5 weeks in like 7 hours from right now. I should not be awake. I have no business being awake. Tyler, listen to this, please. I wake up the other morning. I had a couple beers the night before, but I wasn't like hungover or nothing like serious. I wake up and I'm having an existential crisis, like bad. My brain is fucking broken.
You're going to hate me. I'm sorry. I'm freaking out.
Go pee.
Hold that story.
I'll pause this shit. I hate that.
No, let's talk about Empire.
All right.
Are you
I don't remember
up?
Much about it because so much has happened since then, Tyler, and my brain broke.
Did you watch Last Nights?
No. I have no time for that.
What happened?
I thought you were Mr. I Don't Make Movies Anymore, so you have all the time in the world
but
to watch Empire.
I just have to do thousands of last-minute things before I leave my life for 2.5 weeks, which is stressing me out. I'm going to be in Turkey where there's all sorts of crazy shit happening. I might never come back, Tyler. You understand
that? Yeah.
I might never come back.
Yeah, you might join ISIS.
Not going to happen, Ty-Ty.
Why?
All right, the last time I saw Empire, there was some good shit, but I can't remember any of it. I'm starting to not care.
Did you see the third episode?
Yes.
Yeah, that one wasn't that good. Mm-hmm. And if Lucius Lyon says game time bitches one more time in an episode.
Has he said it a lot?
He said it like 5 times. But he says it again in last night's episode. I'm convinced that that Terrence Howard thinks that he invented the phrase game time bitches.
He might have.
And he did not. Uh-huh. And is now like peppering it in like ad-libbed.
I think he might have invented the fist bump.
Into the show. And the writers like they don't know how to edit around it because they know that he'll get pissed.
Yeah, apparently he's very hard to work with, and he hates Cookie, right?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, apparently he's like really pissed because everyone's like, whenever they talk about the show, they talk about her. He's like, I'm the star.
Well, have you read about like his patents?
No.
He has a bunch of patents for like cuboid like sculptural systems. He
sounds smart.
He's stopped acting for like 5 years.
Yeah,
and
I remember.
Just
I missed him. I loved it because I used to love him.
Spent the time making like sculptures out of cubes, and he like invented
I love him.
Some way of doing it that he has patents for. Like he's insane.
I remember I'd seek him out. Like if he was in a movie, even a small part, I'd go see that movie just because he was in it.
He's also a woman beater, but
well, there's that. Yeah. So. But he was great in Dead Presidents.
Don't know.
He was great in Mr. Holland's Opus. Oh,
he was in that.
Yeah, he was a young kid, the young black kid at the back on the drum.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
Beautiful eyes.
Are we talking about Empire?
Yeah,
we were.
Okay, I'm gonna make this frog jump.
Happy anniversary, by the way.
Thanks, thank you, man. Yeah, it's been over 3 years now that I've been.
Happy.
So I wake up at around 9:30. I've been asleep for around maybe 4 hours, and I realized I had just dreamt for about an hour where like something made perfect sense, and then I realized I can't even give you an example, but I'm just trying to make you understand where how my brain broke, and then I realized, oh wait, no, it actually meant that, and then I had this visual picture in my head that. No, it actually meant this. And it was like the idea would land on top of the mountain, like, but it was a really skinny mountain, almost like a blade. Yeah. And it would just sit there perfectly. Like, that's what it really means. That's what I woke up to. Like, and I was sweating. And it was like the worst panic attack. And I used to wake up with panic attacks every morning before I started taking my Remeron. And I'm like, maybe it's having some reverse effect.
You used to have a panic attack every morning?
That's how I'd wake up every goddamn morning, panic attack. Every morning.
For how many years?
15, 20.
Hey, I got to tell you something. When I was talking to somebody who knows about meditation, they were telling me the best time to meditate is the first thing in the morning because you wake up and everything that you have to do throughout the course of the day is on your mind, and it's a very, very stressful time. Like, you wake up and you're like, oh, shit, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to do this.
You feel like you're behind on everything, especially if you stay up late and you wake up and...
I didn't expect you to just stop talking when I made that noise.
Well, something's to follow.
That was supposed to be like the ease into the conversation.
What are you, the chick Anderson interviewed? Just stops talking?
It wasn't her fault. It was mine.
I was just going to say, speaking of like meditation and peaceful places, I might have found mine today at work. I was walking over to Chipotle at the Grove. And I decided to pop into the Container Store for something.
Oh, yeah. I love the Container Store.
I've never been in there
before.
Oh,
my God. I love the Container Store. I don't even buy stuff there, but I love it.
It was, like, so serene.
It's the best.
Everything is in... Like, and I'm not OCD at all, but everything...
No, I love the Container Store.
Everything is in its place.
That's right.
And, like,
it's
fits
in its container.
In other things.
And the irony is you go into a container to buy containers that they put in a container for you to take home.
Yeah.
What are you, Jerry Seinfeld?
89? I love the Container Store.
Wait, have you never been in the Container Store?
Jerry Seinfeld, 89.
I've walked past it.
You got to go in. It's so
I think I've gone in. I know I've gone in.
They play like nice music. The temperature is perfect.
I had a crazy girlfriend that used to go in there and buy jars to fill stuff.
You find containers that you wish you had something to put in.
That's what she would do. She'd go and she would buy like a bunch of glass jars.
I did buy stuff. I bought paint cans.
Buy jelly beans.
I bought clear paint cans. That are actually for paint, so you can see the color of the paint in the can. And I'm like, these are way too nice for paint. Like, they're full-size paint
cans.
Nothing. They're just empty. They're just sitting around. They're in a box. Guys, I bought little cubes that the top comes off. I bought pill containers. I don't put anything in them.
I tell you, if you need a mental health day, just go and just spend 15 minutes in the Container Store.
Yep.
It's a delight.
You want to hang your shoes on the back of the closet door? They got something for that.
They have stuff specifically for hanging basketballs on the wall. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yep. I will say a basketball is very, very cumbersome. A basketball is a fucking nightmare.
I don't
nightmare.
Understand. Your friend is sitting here telling you that he had an existential crisis and like was in the throes of dementia. Like my brain broke.
Yeah.
And we
yeah.
start talking about the fucking containers,
dude. Yeah, that's right. You had a problem, he has a solution.
You were talking about meditating, I don't
and
know.
I'm with the
all
solution,
right.
the container store. I'm going to go
all
there tomorrow and relax.
Right.
Everyone, settle down. Don't finish it up with me.
Sorry.
So I lock on to my dad, and I can't get him out of my head.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling horribly guilty about like the last 8 years of his life.
Yeah.
And I was like almost crying, thinking about how like, you know, he, because I think that my brain was like functioning as bad, poorly as his. And I don't know, I feel like I'm too young for that, but my brain was broken. And I'm thinking like how I used to give him so much shit and I talked badly about him. I loved him. And like he would look at me and it's like he'd be confused in this weird state, but then he'd look at me. I'd come in the room and like he'd immediately do this smile. Like there was no faking the smile. Like it was a genuine, like loving smile. Like that he couldn't fake that. And I talk a lot of shit, but my dad really did love me and he loved a lot of us. And I was getting hung up on things that I'd said to Jillian. I needed to get some water, so I had to go into the kitchen, and it took me probably 8 minutes to get to the kitchen. Like I was holding on to things, and Pepe, my wife, Jillian's dog, was like stalking me, and every time I turn around, he'd be giving me dirty looks from like around the corner. It was really upsetting. Pepe was very upsetting, and I got the water. Then I had to move the fan into the other room because it was so fucking hot in my house, right?
Yeah.
So I said, "Fuck it." I don't know what that. I was panicked. It was awful.
It is awful. I feel for you.
So,
which is why
I took a Remeron.
The container store.
A Remeron in the middle of the day, you don't do unless you're desperate. I took a fucking one of them. My sleeping.
Are you supposed to take them? Oh, because it makes
it's
you
like
go
you
sleep.
Take like a half of one. I take a half of one.
You should have some Xanax around for that.
So listen to me. Listen to me. I promise it has a happy ending. I'm panicking. So I knock out, thank God, and I wake up. Just getting the fan set up in the other room, the spare room, which isn't nearly as hot, took like maybe a 15-minute project.
Jesus.
Yeah. I get 45 minutes of sleep. The Remeron knocks me out, and I wake up, and I feel 80% better. I'm still fucked, 80% better. I get on with my day, and I'm doing things that I need to do, a lot of stuff. This is 2 days ago. Jillian gets home, right, from work. We're sitting on the couch, and I'm like, honey, I don't know how to tell you this, and I don't want you to be afraid, but I think there's something very wrong with me, and I woke up, and my brain was broken, and I started telling her a little bit of this and that, and then she looks at me, and she goes, tell me something. Did you eat a little piece of chocolate in the fridge last night?
Oh, no.
I'm like, as a matter of fact, I did. Individually wrapped, tiny little bite size. She goes, yeah, that was like a gram of weed, you dumb fuck.
Oh.
A gram of weed!
Oh, and you mixed it with Remeron.
And beer and everything.
Oh.
Guys, I was, and I knew that feeling. I'm like, this is high, but maybe like, this is what dementia
was it
is
worse,
too.
Was it worse than Palm Springs?
It was as bad, but I didn't know that it was stone, and you guys weren't there, so I wasn't self-conscious, but I was like in touch with my body, and I could feel like my
remember
chest
that,
hurting.
Remember that
and,
pot candy we ate at Anderson's
yes,
bachelor party?
I melted.
Yeah, I was not in a good state of mind.
I had to go sleep. Remember?
Jillian told me, she's like, you know what? I was going to text you, but I thought, you know what? You eat my candy and you eat my sweets a lot of time and then late at night. Serves you right. This will teach you.
Jesus.
Not to eat my stuff.
You're like, honey, did you eat that candy? Yeah. Well, good luck because there's lie in there.
I saw this movie called Filth, which is just a really hard to watch movie about a filthy cop, James McAvoy.
Yeah.
I was trying to edit together a Cold Cockle Night, so I was like watching myself like 2 hours after I ate the candy and I was like hating myself and I couldn't hear anything and I'm like, this is awful and I'm a terrible. Oh, it was awful, guys.
You were watching yourself?
Because I was trying to edit, like, I'm trying to put together, like a hour and 50-minute version of Cold Cockle Night where I introduce the films and then I cut to the film.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. But that's right. You had people filming. Yeah.
So I was, like, watching myself and just tripping out, and that's the exact opposite reaction on weed than most every normal person.
That's so funny.
So awful.
Wow.
No placebo, I can tell you that, though, because I had no idea. And I'm so dumb, I didn't put two and two together.
It's funny that if you're not expecting it, it has a very different result.
No, I kept thinking, like, this is what it feels like to be high. I know this feeling. I know you, old friend, and I hate you.
Yeah, I don't like
this
it either.
This is awful. And
I don't
I'm like
it either.
If this is the last, like, 15 years of my life, is this what my dad was going through? I was getting really... And I'm like, and then what did I... Why did I say that to Jillian? I lose any kind of comedy, like any kind of humor that I can use to like diffuse things that are awful in the world.
It's gone.
When I'm high, I just get hyper self-conscious.
Here's a jalapeno, Ken.
Thank you. I'm going to eat this.
Worst show we've done in a while.
I feel like I didn't contribute, and I'm sorry about that, but I'm dead to the wind. I am
we
just...
We got to all go to do a day at Container Store together.
I'm in. We should record at the Container Store.
So how are we going to do this? Do I just like text you guys and let you know what's up, and we're trying to find a time? I'm going to be 9 hours off.
He's off this week, so we're going to...
I'm off next week, so we'll be very flexible. If it's like when I was in Italy, you'll be able to contact us in the morning and the evening.
All right. And hopefully I'll have like Wi-Fi somewhere, and I can actually get on the pop of the phone, and we can do a show from some like...
Download the Skype. The Skype app before you split in case we go with Skype.
Why would we go with Skype? Just
because
for
it'll
the three
record,
of us?
It'll record all three tracks and the quality is pretty good, and then we can just pull that off their website.
All right, cool. I will do that.
And we can do it live.
Because I'm going to have some fun stories, I'm sure, when I get back. Oh. I'm sorry, I kind of feel like I took over this show.
That's all right.
I didn't have anything. I just bought a TV.
And then you bought a TV. I went to Tuamek.
I was.
We didn't do shit. I went to Tower Records.
I was made fun of for trying to catch some Z's at a concert.
Yeah, my team was eliminated from playoffs.
Our team, Tyler. Our team. Yeah.
I saw a man at IKEA who was wearing nothing but.
I saw that picture.
Overalls.
How's he be the Mets or the Cubs? What's going on?
He was wearing overalls with a squirrel skin on the leg.
Yeah. What? What does that mean?
He was terrible.
I wonder what he was
a
buying.
Squirrel skin on the leg. What do you mean?
On his leg. On his blue denim overalls, there was a fluffy part that was a skinned squirrel, as if it were climbing up his leg like it was a tree.
Oh, that's kind of cool, though. At least it's inventive.
Yeah, but he was a terrible, greasy man in IKEA shopping with his, like...
I wonder what he was buying.
I don't know.
Maybe he's going to college. Because IKEA's for college or homosexuals.
I think that guy was going to college. What?
There's a lot of gay folk in IKEA and college kids.
I was in there, so what does that make me... Am I finally going to gay college?
Gay college.
Finally getting my gay degree.
Bill Burr has a joke where he kind of shows like how there could be a positive side to racism every now and again.
Yeah.
And it did not go over that well with the crowd. They were booing. And, they're just the worst!
Yeah.
Fucking hate these people so much!
That machine lights up every time you scream.
I know. I noticed that too. It was like lightning.
Yeah. Like all they do is they just bitch and complain about everybody, and they're mean, and they say terrible things, and then as soon as somebody says something they think is like not PC or not with the times, they boo and they hiss you. And then they'll turn around and they'll say...
We would never survive there.
Did Tenacious D play?
Yeah, I missed them. I think they played at least once, maybe twice. But I saw them like play with other people here and there. They just kind of float around. Like, they played really early. Like, they didn't want to make it about them. You know what I mean? I love Jack Black.
Did they ask the crowd if they liked them?
Guys, I've never seen anything like that band before.
That's the worst.
Rocket straight to your fucking crypt, guys.
What's it called?
Rocket from the Crypt.
Rocket from the Crypt.
Immediately, right off the bat, like, Stump, come on! Let us know how much you appreciate us! Come on! Give it up for us!
You know where they got
worst.
That name?
What?
Not kidding. Remember when I spoke years ago about a guy that I was in love with? Who's schizophrenic. Mm-hmm. He was a homeless guy in Chicago, and he would make recordings with his Casio, and he would do 30 or 40 songs on an album. Mm-hmm. Probably had 10 albums out. No, but they were... The music was identical on every song. Wesley Willis. It was intoxicating.
Wait, it was Tyler, Wesley Willis?
Tyler. Yes. It was intoxicating.
Tyler's face is freaking out right now. He just broke his brain.
It was intoxicating, and they got their name from Wesley Willis.
I feel like I know the name as well. Was he ever on like Howard Stern?
Probably.
I think he was like...
He was one of the first like people that I found like on Napster. Like you would download Weird Al and then like Dr. Demento
but
and then
it,
Wesley
here's
Willis
the thing,
songs.
Though, is I became obsessed with him, and we went to go meet him
what
one
are some
night.
Of the lyrics?
We were starstruck. The songs are all the same, and they're about his friends. He'll go like, Brooke Hader is a good friend of mine. She gave me a job once. She is a very lovely person.
Yeah,
and then the chorus would be like, Brooke Hader, Brooke
Maybe
Hader.
Maybe that's what he was doing then. Maybe he was doing
and then
an homage.
At the end, he would throw in Southwest Airlines. We love to fly. He would throw in a commercial. Yeah. Pepsi, the choice of a new generation.
And the beats are just like the pre-programmed like things in your Casio. Yeah.
Sounds like Daniel Johnston.
Yeah, but
Daniel Johnston.
But Wesley Willis, I started listening to it and I became mesmerized. And I listened to the entire album dozens of times.
Is he a black guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know this guy.
He's gone now. He passed away.
He died.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. But I slipped up and said passed away.
All right, we gotta go.
All right, bye.
Shit!
Bon voyage.
Au revoir. That's what they say in Tuamotu.
Merci beaucoup.